just stepping into the London traffic. Well, hopefully not directly into it. There should be a pavement to look after me as I step out of the London Welsh Centre. It's just down the road from the NUJ's head offices, and today there was a conference on entitled New Ways to Make Journalism Pay. And I was invited to speak alongside some very bright minds connected with journalism and new tools and new ways that people are utilising their journalistic skills and sharing stories and content online, whether it be for the larger organisations or, as for the majority of people, if not all of them in the room, as freelancers. And I've got an interesting and, I'm sure, not unique story as to how and why I became freelance, but it was due to the restrictions on the tools I was allowed to or to use, but it was more frowned upon if you were a photographer and you were doing other stuff. I remember being told that my picture captions were too long. I'm a photographer, not a writer. And that was one of the many things that made me suddenly think, hang on, I'm going to see if I can go alone. The stories I want to do, and there's things and ways in which I would like to work, and I'm not finding the freedom here within an organisation that seems to be struggling to keep up with everyone's sudden ability to be able to publish. Oh, I forgot to take a photograph of the poster that was hanging up in the conference that said, in very bold letters, "Have you published something?" And I was going to Instagram that, thinking, that's quite meta, isn't it? Who hasn't published something nowadays, really? If you're listening to this, there's a very good chance you're a user of the interwebs. And just a comment on Facebook is publishing. Whether or not it's as open as if you were on a WordPress blog or something like that, I'll leave for other discussions. But we're sharing so much now, and to see people in the room say new media over and over again, when new media was new in 2005, and people talk about not being a digital journalist when they work on a computer, and this use of the word digital. I see so many people still in this metaphorical box that they build around themselves, mostly through fear of experimenting and having a play, who talk constantly about thinking outside of the box. Well, it's going to be hard if you're stuck inside the box. So fascinating, because in amongst a lot of people who were definitely taking their time in and contemplating the options and not necessarily embracing all the possibilities that are out there because they don't know they exist, there are also those who are very much doing that. And it's really interesting to see people utilizing the tools, be it, you know, your standard microblogging platforms, or just saying that, look, I'm a photographer, it's okay for me to do video, it's okay for me to write alongside what I'm doing. I likened it to being a painter that's only allowed to use the colour red. These are, you know, if we think of ourselves as story makers, then all of these tools should be at our disposal, because different audiences need different mediums, and different stories sometimes need different mediums to get those stories told. There was a differentiation between conversations around news and features. I don't see that. I see your ability to communicate as being the key here. And one of the things that came out quite strongly for me, and it's something I do automatically, and it's quite often this casual documenting of what I do when I'm doing it. I don't have to think too much about what happens to this audio after I click upload. It's there, and it cross-posts to the places without me having to put too much work in. So it's easy for me to share this conversation right now. People were saying, how do I knock doors to sell my story? I've got a story I want to sell. And I haven't thought like that for a very long time. It might be that I'm not selling stories most of the time, but I'm selling my abilities to capture the stories in my surrounding area. So that's definitely an evolution. But to think about, hi, I've got this great story you might want to buy, things really have moved on from there. I gave an example where I was in Denmark and I just checked into the airport saying, wonderful few days in Denmark, really enjoyed working here. And then somebody contacted me through Foursquare saying, you really enjoy working in Denmark, this is fantastic, because I've been thinking about hiring you to come and do some stuff. And then 2 weeks later, I'm in Denmark working for this person who kind of had to see that I was there for it to be okay. Journalists are very good at keeping little black books, but those little black books sit in the back pocket and you forget who's in there. You forget who your valuable connections are. One of the tips I wanted to give was digitize that little black book. Connect with these people in an open and public conversation so that you are always knowing what everybody else is doing. Obviously within reason, you know, don't overshare. And then they know you exist when it pops into their mind that they need a photographer that specializes in, I don't know, trees, for want of a better idea to pop into my head. And you're known for this because you talk about doing it all the time. You get added to lists on Twitter because this is what people... It happens all the time to me. Christian, do you do photography anymore? I do a little bit of photography, mostly mobile-based. But if it's a big job you want, why don't you use so-and-so? Because I've just seen him tweet that he's doing exactly what you're asking for. You need to be at the forefront of people's minds. Your CV is not something you print and stick, you know, in a drawer or on your LinkedIn page. Your CV needs to be something you are acting out all the time. And I'm very glad to have been here donating my time to the NUJ. I have a very strong belief and feeling that they're going to come back from the corridors of old journalism. I'm just standing outside the National Union of Journalism headquarters, the National Union of Journalists headquarters, and if those walls could speak, the people out there trained in the ways of journalists are needed now more than ever to be in the spaces and places where news and stories are travelling faster than ever before. Why? Because these are the people trained to verify. These are the people that you can turn to and say, is this true? And they can look at it and in a couple of seconds say yay or nay. Obviously, they might take a little bit more time. But with these people in the places where news is happening right now, and I'm not talking about print media, the internet, the stories that live there, and the conversations that are taking place around all things news and features and culture and humanity in general is going to be much richer for it. Either that's a very weird foreign bird or someone's office has been broken into on a Saturday. So I'm walking back to the train station, heading back to Cambridgeshire. Thank you for the NUJ for inviting me up, and thank you for asking me to come back and hopefully do some training with journalists for the NUJ. I think I've been a member since, I don't know, 2000 maybe, and I've got many a benefit, and I would be very excited and also honoured if I could be a part of taking things forward into the even newer media than the new media we've been talking about. It's changing really fast. It's like a train that's going, I think, a little bit faster than walking pace. You may have to jog to jump on it, but once you're on it, it's a wonderful and exciting ride. And those people on the train will look after you, this community, the community that I'm very honoured to be a part of and have built around myself. That's where I learn. It's the same place where I share, and it's a lot less scary than you think. Obviously, audio on the web doesn't have to be this long. I'm just walking, talking, and thinking. This will not be sub-edited, other than by you people in the comments correcting me for my erroneous statements, if there are any. Thank you very much for listening this far.